Hey everybody, welcome to Rider Club Radio, the internet's top podcast about Kamen Rider, hosted by a guy from Canada and a guy from America. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And this week on the program, we watched, I guess technically three episodes of Kamen Rider television.
Yeah, we skipped Amazon's last week because we said no X-Aid, so just fuck the whole show. We'll do a spoiler cast.
Fucking golf show. But this week we watched Kamen Rider X8 episode 36, Kamen Rider Amazons episode 24 and 25. So why don't we start out the show by hearing about what happened on X8 this week, Liam?
Sure. So Dan Masamune this week, he does this thing. He does the phone game thing where he's like, oh, this week only, if you go to this area, you can fight Kamen Rider Kronos and maybe get the ultimate power. And I love the commercial is like, you want to fucking save your friends, right? Playing my video game. So everyone's like, oh,
you want your dead loved ones back, don't you? Buy my video game.
Only $10.99. So like a fat guy buys it and some schoolgirls buy it. Everyone buys
it. Do you think Kamen Rider Chronicle is $10.99? What the fuck?
$10.99,000 yen.
You turn into a fucking robot fighter man when you put it on.
Definitely $11 plus tax.
It's gotta be full price video game. It's gotta be $69.99.
Full price video game these days is like fucking $89.99 now.
Maybe in Canada.
If you live in, Canada land, where everything is bad.
In the land of the free and the home of the brave, it's $60 or $70.
Mm-hmm. Games are expensive here,
I've heard.
So they buy, everyone's buying the game. It's found newfound popularity because he says, hey, skip all this shit.
Newfoundland popularity?
Shut up, Boat Canada, just for once.
It's a boot Canada.
I'm going to stick my boot up your ass, you know, shut up.
Do you promise?
So Masamune has a quest. He says, hey, skip all this garbage. If you can beat me, you can get a super special weapon or ability or whatever.
You get to be the legendary hero, Kronos.
Yeah, he's not expecting anyone to win, so the prize is pretty vague. He's like, you get a power. You get
the
power.
The prize is death. You get fucking killed. There's a part in this episode, real quick, during this part, where it shows a man terrified of purchasing the game in a car. He says, you have to do this. You have to save your son. And he, like... is reaching to press it, and I'm like, God, that is more emotionally gripping than the rest of this program. Everything that's been in it.
That fucking guy should have been the main character of this show.
Yeah. Damn, could you imagine, like, a salary man who just fucking, like, was terrified of being a rider and knew he was gonna die, but he put his life on the line to try to save his son? That'd be an amazing series.
That's compelling. That's Kamen Rider X-AIDS in 30 years.
X-AIDS? Really? That's what we're gonna call it?
It's also going to tackle some other really heavy issues.
Very, very problematic issues.
What the fuck was I say the first thing about the episode and we get incredibly sidetracked. So
we're still talking about the episode.
That's true. Dan Masamune, he's like, no one's going to win. Obviously, they're a bunch of level one shitters. I'm just going to smack them.
But I'm just going, like, to murder these people, is what he says. I'm just going to kill them.
They're all going to die if they face me. And everyone confronts him. They're like, Dan Masamune, we know you're hanging out in front of the giant clock because that's where you like to hang out. They all confront him. And he's about to pause time, and they say, oh, X-Aid, you can use this. Use the Muteki. Hyper Muteki.
X-Aid says, it's a star man from Super Mario Brothers.
It's literally a star. He says, sure, but he puts it in, but he can't use it because he's not good at video games anymore.
Yeah, you have to be good at video games to use this cachet.
So, Dan the Zombie.
So Liam couldn't use it.
Oh, man, I beat Ornstein and Smough with the bandit's knife.
But that's true. But did you beat the Yellow Devil Buster Only No Pause trick?
I bet I could.
Without getting hit.
I bet I could.
I would like to see you put your money where your mouth is, sir, because you saw me do it.
I did see you do it live, yeah. That's true. You have that.
We're both good at video games, let's move on.
Okay. So, fuck. They confront him, and Muteki doesn't work. Dan says, I'll use it. And he sticks it in, and Masamune tries to pause time, and Dan says, haha, I can still move because I'm invincible.
Yeah, but he's using the Starman from Super mm-hmm. Mario Brothers. It even has the music.
He's glowing and it's playing a little jingle. But he can only use it for 10 seconds and then it wears off. So Masamune still kicks everyone's ass. And he's like, oh,
he kicks everyone's ass because old Dan the Man won't shut the fuck up. He just talks all the way through his power-up.
He monologues for the entire 10 seconds, and then it runs out.
Cackles and runs out.
So Masamune kicks everyone's ass and says, oh, this Muteki Gashat, this Starman, I'll take it. This looks good. He snatches it and fucks off. Everyone's like, well, everything's worse off now.
Hero's there, and also other guy.
Hero and Laser are there.
Laser. What is Laser's name?
Oh, Kiria.
Kiria. Yeah, he's been dead for so long, I just completely forgot him. I'm kidding, everybody. I point out the Hero is there because he has Tattle Legacy, which combines the power of a Great Knight and a Dark Overlord. And he can't use it because he hasn't steeled his resolve.
He hasn't completely committed to murdering his friends to bring back his girlfriend yet, so he can't use it.
All these weaknesses seem like bugs that should have been worked out. Is Genmu Corporation Bethesda?
Why don't you buy all their games and find out? Topical humor. You see that Gashat? You can use it.
Shut up, Liam. Okay, continue talking about the show.
They all leave. Everyone ditches after the fight ends, and Emu says, look, Parrot, we need you to get the video game power back. So all those times that you wanted to team up, happy birthday, we're going to do it again. I'll put you in the bug visor. You can do the pause trick on Masamune.
And Parrot's like, well, I guess I'm an idiot, so I'll do it.
This seems perfectly good. So they team up. And the quest begins. The ride players all show up, and our riders, our favorite characters, are like, get the fuck out of the way. You guys are idiots. We're going to do this fight for you. And they fight. Obviously, they go right back to fighting, because this episode is a giant fight.
That's true.
And Laser comes out, and he says, hey, and he kicks Masamune in the back, and he says exactly what I fucking said.
Yeah.
I was just pretending to be evil.
Well, you skipped over the part where he tricks Masamune by being like, hey, if I whip X-Aid's ass, can I get this Muteki Gashat? And Masamune is like, well, I'm an idiot, so all right.
Everyone's dumb.
And then he kicks him. He does a spin kick because he's Kiria. And after he gets Muteki, and he's like, Emu, use this. And then Emu does, and he becomes the fucking coolest form in the show so far, besides Dangerous Zombie.
I think you're telling a lie.
I love it. I fucking love it. It's so cool. He has giant golden dreadlocks. That's awesome.
Weave.
He will take his earrings out and whip your ass.
It's so bad.
It's so fucking cool, dude. No, I love it.
This is one of the ugliest forms ever.
You are the dumbest fucker I've ever met in my life.
It's a fucking terrible looking form.
You are literally tasteless.
You are literally tasteless. This is an awful form.
People agree with me, dude. People have been talking about
how awesome it is. People are wrong. This form is awful.
This is another one of those instances where Liam's a dipshit and everybody tells him, but he refuses to believe it.
It's an ugly form. Am I taking fucking crazy pills?
Yes, you are.
It is.
I'm sure there'll be people who take your side on this.
No, you're.
I'm sure there will be people who jump out to take your side that are like, no, it looks terrible because my eyeballs are stupid.
No,
but it's X-Aid cool to the nth degree.
I thought you were joking when you
said
it looked good.
No, I'm not joking.
Oh my god.
I love it. It's X-Aid cool to the nth degree.
Nope.
I love it.
Mm-mm. No. Bad.
I love it. Anyway.
X-Aid takes the Buggle Driver and he jams it into himself to give himself the Parrot Super Gamer powers back. That's how he can use it.
The Genius Gamer M.
And for him, for some reason, Muteki lasts forever. So it's like his new final form.
Because he's the main character.
He kicks the dick. He kicks Masamune in the penis until it's fucking concave. And Masamune runs back to his base and says, Hero, you gotta do it. Wait, I can't do it.
It had the cool... Like, the suit not only looks amazing, but it has the coolest fucking rider kick, where he just teleports all over the place and tells him, nothing personal, kid. And he fucking... super kicks the shit out of him like 9 million times.
I like that the hits
awesome explosion.
I like that the hits come after. He kicks him a bunch of times, and Masamune's like, what was that? I didn't feel anything. That attack sucked. And then all the hits come after the fact, and he's like, fuck!
That attack sucked, idiot.
That was really cool. So he says,
everything about this final form is awesome.
Nope, so bad. Other than that, Jeff, what did you think of... Nope, you're wrong.
You are a fucking penis, I swear.
Jeff! Penises aside, tell me what you thought of Kamen Rider XA 36?
36, yeah.
Oh,
There was a predictableness to this episode. Like, I think we predicted everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was a good episode. I liked it.
I gotta say, I was disappointed with Kiria's reveal.
Well, so was I, but we already called that shit. We knew that was what was going to happen.
It was just so... I really would have liked it if it came out was like, XA, I fucked your mom, or like something you would never, ever expect. That would have been great, and they were purposely playing us, but they just went for the most obvious route, and that's fine, I guess. It's not cheap.
The thing that gets me about it is that not only did they go the most obvious route that he said, play along with me, but XA literally says, okay, I'll play along with you. And Masamune is so fucking stupid that he thinks nothing of it.
Just like we said last week, Kiria should have been like, Jesus, dude, make it more obvious, will ya? Just tell everyone my plan.
I like that Kiria is a part of the crew now, and I like that he reacts to all the characters in ways that I would react to them if I was in the room. Man. Like, he's like, Snipe, are you fucking this underage girl?
Oh, I love that. He's like, you too.
And then, like, every time Poppy yells, he, like, winces and, like, moves away from her.
He's like, Snipe, you sure do spend a lot of time with this 16-year-old. And Snipe's like, she's my patient. And he's like, patients don't spend every waking moment together, you know?
She's 18, shut up.
I swear. I like when he's like, Dan Kuroda, I'll never forgive you. And Dan's like, I don't give a fuck.
And Dan's like, well, I wasn't going to beg for forgiveness anyway, so... Yeah. I'm just going to drink my coffee.
Sit over here in the corner, I take a double-double.
Fucked around and got a triple-double of coffee. That's a reference nobody's gonna get.
No, I just left because it sounded funny. What is it?
It's a reference to a song by Ice Cube called Today Was a Good Day.
Fucked around and got a triple-double.
Last week, fucked around and got a triple-double.
Shit, okay.
Anyway.
I thought I'd be talking about Ice Cube tonight.
It's really cool that I explained my joke, too. I'm sure that makes it better.
It's 10 times funnier now.
I love the final form. I know you don't, but I love like its abilities. I love that it makes a shower of golden sparkles.
If it wasn't for the dreads, I'd like it a lot more.
The dreads are my favorite part.
Oh, man, no.
They're my absolute favorite part.
They're flying. This is one of the few, like, most of the time I see a picture of a rider form, like a final form, and I'm like, oh, that's bad. And then I see it in motion, and I'm like, that's not bad. With this one, I saw the picture, I said, oh, that's bad, and then I saw it in motion, I was like, oh, that's fucking awful.
I had the exact opposite thing.
No.
I'm looking at it not as, like, because if I saw it in a lineup of other Final Forms, like, if I saw it next to Ultimate Kuga, I'd be like, wow, that looks terrible.
Mm.
But it's X-Aid cool. It looks cool because it's so ridiculous.
That's too much X-Aid cool.
It's not for me.
It's an overdose.
What was the one you said looked really good that I thought looked like shit? Was it the bike tires?
Was it an X-Aid form? I really did like Shaq Ricky Sports.
The bike tires on the shoulders look stupid to me.
I love that.
I wouldn't have pissed on your grave about it like you did with me and Muteki, but whatever.
My plan.
This episode was so predictable, but... I can't really fault a children's show for going a predictable route, especially when it did service to it, at least.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
there was a lot of good character moments throughout the episode. Drama. And I will say that the thing I enjoyed absolutely most about the episode is I never thought that Emu was going to be the genius gamer M again. I thought it was going to be like a lesson about how he has to be himself or whatever.
Nope.
And no, he tricks Parrot into a Buggle Visor so he can become genius gamer M again. That's great.
Yeah, throw your humanity away to be good at video games. That's the lesson.
I'm really fucking psyched that Genius Gamer M is back, because that's... I like Emu okay, but I love Genius Gamer M.
That smarmy personality he puts on is a lot. I love it. It's endearing, yeah. There's a lot of nice details in this episode. One in particular that I really liked is the obese motherfucker gets his hands on Kamen Rider Chronicle, and he transforms, and I was like, okay, for sure he's just gonna look normal. That's how it is in Rider. Kids no, become adults.
He has a pillow taped around his midsection.
He has a fake pregnant belly under his suit. He's got a giant-ass gut.
I knew that was going to happen, because it happens in other tokusatsus when a fat guy transforms.
I always think of Kyoryu Cyan?
Yeah, he turns into a normal guy, even though he's Robert Baldwin.
He turns into like a super slim
Who is
slim
a lovely,
man.
Lovely man.
He's
a great guy. We're best friends, yeah. I guess.
This guy, they bothered to give him a little pillow in his tummy and make him tumble around like a fucking fool. I like that.
Being fat's funny.
That's what you get for being fat.
Fuck you, most of the audience.
The adult, everyone over 20, this is you. That's what Toei's saying to all of us.
I liked the little vignettes of the different people who were, like, purchasing Kamen Rider Chronicle, like how some of them were legitimately just stupid as fuck and just wanted to play the game because it looked fun.
The two high school girls were like, yeah, get it, let's play together, this would be fun.
And some of them legitimately just wanted to save their loved ones more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a nice mix up. It makes you feel for some of the background characters, which is something this show hasn't been very good at for a little while.
Chronicle has so much storytelling potential. It's one of those things where if you think about it for more than a second, there's a lot you can do with it, but it's stuff that's usually pretty heavy and wouldn't really be done in a Rider show, like in a one that's
like
on the
a
air,
modern Rider show.
Yeah, maybe an Amazon's kind of show would tackle it, but not X-Aid.
So it's also kind of it would be the most depressing television program in the world because they're level one and they're going up against insurmountable odds to try to save their families and shit.
Literally unbeatable.
Depressing as fuck.
Even Nico hasn't done shit. She gave up.
She's level one too, but for some reason she's just so fucking good at video. Like, she's doing a Dark Souls level one run. She can still beat the bosses.
She hasn't fought in a bit, though. She doesn't fight this episode.
Well, she should stop being a girl, then she'll fight every episode.
That's true.
I keep fucking getting pissed off because Poppy ends up in situations where she could absolutely help. It didn't happen this episode, but it happens all the time. She ends up in a situation where she could super help as Kamen Rider Poppy. She doesn't do shit.
Apparently, as Poppy, she can kick everyone's asses, too. She was really strong, but...
Well, that's villain power creep, right? Now that she's a hero, she's weak as fuck.
It's like a JRPG, yeah.
Yeah, it happens to all Sentai 6th that are villains. As soon as they join the team, they're fucking just as powerful as everybody else. They don't retain their ability to whip the entire team's ass. Except
it's like Burai from Jiranger.
Yeah, that happened to Burai pretty bad. Yeah. It did not happen to Misao, though.
I was just going
to
say, Misao, I love that they remember that he's the strongest.
He's just a mess of a human being. So
like, when there's two monsters, they're like, okay, five of us will take one of them. Misao, you take the other one. Good luck, kid.
And he did fine. Because he's stronger than the entire team.
Yeah, that's how he is.
This episode was pretty good. I liked it.
It was good. Predictable, but good drama, good character moments, good details.
Yeah.
Cool action. I hate Muteki.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love it.
I know what they think.
You can send in your opinion to whogivesafuck@gofuckyourselfinthedick.org.
No, really. After you hear this, tweet at us or send us an email or something. I really want to know.
You can tweet at us at Rider Club Radio.
Or send us an email at riderclubradio@gmail.com.
Yeah. We want to hear your opinions, but only if they agree with me.
Please tell me if it's bad. That's all.
No, it's good. Everyone knows. It's good.
Nope.
It's good.
Uh-uh.
Anyway. Liam, why don't you tell us about some news? We've had quite a lot of time for news.
Actually, nothing happened last week.
Shit, who won the golf tournament?
Japan.
Jesus Christ.
So remember that silhouette
working with fucking morons here.
Look, okay, during this week an issue of TV Kun released, so there's some news.
Tell me.
Do you remember a few weeks ago there was a silhouette of Kamen Rider Build that got shown? It was like a rumor.
Yes.
Really vague. That silhouette is real. TV Kun has a silhouette just like it.
It did look real.
So yeah, it looked pretty real. That's legit, and apparently next month we're going to get more plot details and hopefully a photo of what he looks like. So look forward to that.
I'm excited for that shit.
Big story, big story. Kamen Rider Double is getting a sequel project?
I've heard mixed things about this.
I've heard it's
a sequel project, but it's not a video production.
Yeah, it's maybe a manga from the looks of things.
It does look like a manga, or it might be like a light novel or something.
Light novel, yeah. I don't know what that is still to this day, but yeah,
it's a novel that you wouldn't be able to hit somebody with and cause damage.
A novel weighing less than 2 pounds. A light novel, yeah.
Maybe that is actually what it means. I don't know. I have no idea.
But yeah, it's not a video thing, unfortunately. I had it pegged for a DVD presento or something.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a little sequel thing. Yeah. Which,
but no, it's...
Like, as soon as I saw the image, it just has Shotaro standing on a rooftop, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fucking Joker? A Joker series? Joker?
Nope.
But no. It might be. It might be a Joker novel.
Might be a
or Joker manga.
Yeah, maybe if it's a manga, someone will scan it and translate it. That'll be cool.
That would be cool. I won't hold my breath. But
me neither, but
still. It'll be really cool.
It's interesting. I remember when the image got released and no one knew anything before like the real bits of news came in, and everyone was all abuzz. Oh, shit. Double. But now, knowing that it's not a video thing, it's a little more lukewarm.
You'll note that at no point after having seen this image, did I ever imagine that Phillips Actor was ever coming back?
No.
In any way, shape, or form.
He's gone for sure.
Like, I saw people lamenting that Phillips Actor isn't coming back, and I'm like, he's never coming back, dude. Give that shit up. Give up the ghost.
When he comes back, you'll know that he's about ready to die. He's not gonna come back unless his life is in the absolute shitter. He wants to get away from Kamen Rider real bad.
Yeah. He shaved his head immediately as soon as he quit the fucking job.
I get it. You want to, like, Kamen Rider is like a, and Sentai as well, they're like stepping stones for actors. And it's a smart career move, I think, to get away from it as fast as you can to avoid getting typecast. Like, Joe Odagiri was extremely smart in getting away fast, and now he's a quite accomplished actor.
Maybe.
Maybe. He's in a lot of stuff. He's prolific.
He's in a lot of stuff, but all of it sounds like shitty B-movies, but I don't know how, like, Japan's movie scene is. It could be, like, really great movies that they all love or whatever, but it sounds like trashy American B-movies.
Well, the guy gets work. That's what's important.
Yeah, he gets... Well, Ren Kiriyama gets work, and he's typecast shit.
He gets work as Kamen Rider over and over
again.
Well,
no, he gets work... He's been in, like, 4 or 5 different things since Kamen Rider ended.
That's true.
And most of the time, being in Kamen Rider is a stepping stone to acting in movies based on manga.
Yeah, that's what I always see. Whenever I look at the news for this week, it's always like, this Kamen Rider actor is in a Tokyo Ghoul stage play.
Oh, boy.
Cool.
This Kamen Rider actress is in a fucking cult.
I would like to go and see one of those stage plays made out of... Like, they make stage plays out of, like, One Piece and stuff that seems like it would be impossible to do as a stage play.
Like, how do you even...
I would love to see.
How? How do you even do that?
I don't know. I looked up... There was one they did of Naruto, and I looked it up. It's on YouTube, just to see how they do shit. And it's a lot of, like... background lighting of like lightning bolts and shit, and a lot of streamers and stuff.
Sounds fun.
It's very visual. It's a visual feast, I'll say. They put a lot of effort into it.
They'd have to. You're translating super special effects heavy shit.
Like very, very fantastical action.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you bring that to a stage, but...
Yeah, medium without CG.
Godspeed.
But they manage all the time.
Yeah. With everything.
Theater is alive and well in Japan.
Is there any more news?
Yeah. There was a new trailer for Kamen Rider XA True Ending came out this week. You saw it at the end of the episode. And we will have it in the blog post if you want to watch it third or fourth time. You maybe turned it off before you saw it. If you did, you can find it on the blog post.
What happens in it?
I think the thing I read earlier was a mistranslation. What it seems to be is that the world is ending because people are all falling
into VR. Oh, the VR thing, yeah.
Yeah, I said it was post-apocalypse, everyone lived in VR like a Matrix thing. I think it's like people are falling unconscious because their brains are going into VR and that's the end of the world they're talking about.
Yeah.
I think. I didn't really know it was happening.
Please save us, X8. I wonder if Muteki's in that movie.
I bet it is. I bet my dinner that it makes an appearance.
Good.
Awful, awful form.
Such a beautiful form. It's like a work of art, really.
Really, it's like a work of fucking garbage art. It's the Kamen Rider equivalent of a urinal.
You're like a work of fart.
Shut up.
Piece of shit.
Non-Rider related news this week. Gavan V. Deca Ranger has some info out. And it's going to feature actually a shitzillion other superheroes in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the two, they got Pink Flash and Yellow Flash from Flashman back.
That's cool.
Face actors. Some Five-Man guys, a couple Gengaman guys, some Mega Rangers. Fucking Just Beyond and Sekai Ninja Senjiraiya are back.
Yeah.
Jan Person is in.
Jesus.
Juko B Fighter is in.
You know what this is about, though, right?
What?
These Space Squad specials, they're trying to build a franchise out of pieces of the other franchises that have to do with space, because, like, the Metal Heroes didn't pick up. So they're trying to, like, build a Space Squad that has, like, Space Rangers and Space Metal Heroes and Space whatever in it.
If this becomes, like, a Space Squad... V-Cinema cinematic universe, I could deal with that.
Dude, that would be
a Just Beyond thing.
That'd be fucking dope. I just want more shit with Geki in it.
Yeah, any Geki Jumonji is also appreciated. Did you watch the Sentai episode that had him in it?
Yeah.
It was
pretty
cool.
I did. It was very light. It was light as fuck, but I just really like Geki because his actor does all of his own stunts and everything.
Yeah, he's crazy.
And, like, he's really fucking dynamic as an out-of-suit fighter.
He's just a good actor all around. He's a very good pick for the part.
Yeah.
I've
never gone into a reboot or a remake or, like, a reimagining and come out loving the replacement main character, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into Gavan Next Generation thinking, I'm gonna hate this fucking dude with his stupid hair. And his dumb shortness. Fuck him.
Dumb shortness. Probably only 5 feet. Fucking guy.
I fucking came out of it like, man, Geki Jumonji's my hero.
You know why? Because he starts as that guy that you hate. And then the old hero comes and literally beats a bunch of sense into him.
Yeah.
Like, he gets
fucking
learned.
Awesome.
He gets schooled by the original man. He earns his title.
I love, like... His actor is very dynamic in the way he, like, does comedy as well. That makes it, like, really fun comedy. And he's not like Onari, where he's just running around like an idiot. So
he's
can
got
do
range.
It all.
I like him. I like him a lot.
I like the guys that play... Well, of course I like the guy that plays Scheider. Because he's Date Akira.
Date Akira.
But I like the guy that plays Sherevan a lot, too. He's, like, the perfect straight man for everybody else. I think he might be back for this
as
well.
Sherevan and Chider are coming back, yeah.
That's so dope.
It's gonna be sick. I'm probably gonna watch this. I think
I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Fuck it. Gavan's cool.
I love the space sheriffs.
Now, where's my goddamn Juko B Fighter reboot, Toei?
They're in the movie.
I know, but I want a reboot with With a new it's thing coming. And everything.
It's coming.
About three typical average kids who go into a haunted mansion.
Oh, there it is. Fuck. Don't want that at all.
Just like that, they free a ghost.
Shut the fuck up. Is there any more news?
No, that's the end.
We're so why don't we talk about Amazon, since we watched two episodes this week.
This week on Amazon's, they go to church.
They go to a wedding chapel.
They go to a wedding chapel, and a lot of people die.
I guess that's one episode, what happened. In the other episode, everyone wants to fucking murder Chihiro, and Nanaha is an Amazon. She's one of the origins.
Yeah,
and like everyone suffers.
Everyone suffers. I love Jin's arc across these two seasons. Now that it's coming to a close, I can say it is fantastic.
It is really fucking good. Like, now he has to murder the only person he's ever cared about. The person he loves most in the world.
Yeah, the first season, he throws himself away. That's kind of his deal. I'm throwing myself away, I'm throwing my humanity away to save the world from these awful monsters. Like,
mm-hmm.
And now in this season, he throws his family away as well.
He throws everything away. He gets a second chance, right?
Mm.
To not go off the deep end and fuck up his own life. And he chooses to fuck up his own life so that he can stop the Amazons.
Look, I mean, in for a penny, in for a pound. He's come this far.
I guess so, man.
Imagine if he just went back and was like, yeah, no, this is crazy, actually.
That's like the big thing about Jin that I absolutely fucking love that I didn't put two and two together with in season one, but I did this season, is that he is a Showa writer.
Yeah.
But he is planted in a Heisei situation. He is completely black and white about it. Humans are good. Amazons are evil. I will protect humans by destroying all the Amazons.
It's terribly simple.
But it's so fucking compelling to see him struggle against everyone else seeing the humanity in Amazons and him refusing.
My favorite scene in these two episodes is the one, it's at the very end of episode 24, when the interim director's name I don't remember is like lounging in the office.
Tachibana.
No, the guy who takes over for him.
Oh, I don't remember that guy's name.
Yeah, I don't remember his name either. And Fukuda comes in, covered in blood, looking like he's just seen a ghost, and he's like, give me one of those rounds, I've decided I'm going to shoot Mamoru, this shit has to end.
He doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't say that, but it's clear.
But you get it. You get it from him.
Because the show is good and can communicate intention with the words.
You're like, Jesus fucking Christ, because like in the last episode before that, he saw his mother transform into a lysogenic Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks into the office completely covered in blood, and you immediately know what he's done and what he wants to do now.
This shit's gotta end. Before I like that arc with him. He's unsure. Everyone's like, oh, Mamoru, he's so innocent. Maybe we can come back. And then he has that second of awakening. And no, actually, fuck this guy. Let's kill him. This is gonna stop.
You know, Mamoru caused these lysogenic cells to spread through the water, which infected all these people and led to like hundreds and hundreds of murders. He is not innocent whatsoever. Let's fuck him up.
He's gotta go. Oh, but we're always the ones being killed. We Amazons.
Stop eating people. It's a thing. I've been playing everyone's favorite game, Skyrim. And there's a vampire hunting like DLC that came with the game.
Dawnguard.
Yeah, Dawnguard. And I joined the Dawnguard because you get a cool ass outfit and you get to kill vampires. I was not aware that I had to fucking make friends with vampires and help them and listen to them fucking whine about how they're hunted and shit. You fucking kill people and eat them. You're a monster. I'm going to kill you. I lean far more towards Jin's side of things, although I probably wouldn't murder my own wife and child.
That might be where a normal person would draw the line.
But not Jin.
Not Jin.
Because he's a character in a television show.
He's come very far. He's clearly nuts.
He's fucking... He went off the deep end a long time ago.
He is so far gone.
But yeah, I lean far more towards his side. Like, even... That was Haruka's thing at the end of the first season where he was like, Amazons need to, like, live on their own and shit. You know, we deserve to live too. And now he's even like, we gotta fucking kill Chihiro and Eve. We gotta fucking kill him.
Because he knows. He's seen the shit that Chihiro did.
Yeah. It's fucked, man.
It seems like your prediction was kind of right. What's-her-face, EU is going to recover her humanity, or she has kind of recovered her humanity, and she is about to die.
Yeah.
And I definitely think she's going to die in the last episode.
She has to, man.
She's, yeah, unless some mirror, it's going to be bullshit if she lives.
And oh, yeah.
Not gonna,
oh, yeah.
I trust Kobayashi.
How about the parallels in this episode, like the behind-the-scenes parallels? Not like behind-the-scenes as in the show, but like just hidden under the surface parallels. That Chihiro killed his mother because he was an Amazon, and Fukuda killed his mother because she was an Amazon.
Oh my god.
Fucked up. My god.
There were some times watching this show when I thought that Amazons eating people was starting to become a metaphor for sex. Because I
really?
Noticed that Chihiro is only tempted by women. He never gets tempted by a male person. Like, it's a woman whose blood drips on him in the hospital. It's a woman that he's like very... And the reason why EU is so special to him is because he doesn't immediately want to eat her the second he looks at her. But then I started thinking, like, oh, he's worried that he might have fucked his mom? So the metaphor didn't quite hold up past a certain point. I think that could have been interesting.
Not quite. Doesn't work out.
Didn't hold up to 30 seconds of scrutiny, but it could have been interesting.
You got two sentences into your paper and went, wait.
Oh, I gotta start over. Unless Kobayashi subscribes to Freud's methods, yeah. I gotta start this thing over.
There's a lot of fucking mothers and fathers fucking daughters. It just gets real bad when you try and see that as a metaphor. Like, EU's dad fucked his entire family to death. That's just like, not right.
It's the thing where Chihiro's like, oh my god, I haven't eaten in so long. I'm losing my mind. Oh, there's an attractive lady. I really like to eat her. Oh god, I want to do it so bad. Where,
yeah,
like, it starts
I get it.
You settle in, like, is this fucking? Is this a metaphor? But
no, it's a metaphor for cannibalism.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you kill innocent people to survive, you cannot complain about people wanting to kill you. Like, that's... You have to see the problem here.
Well, Chihiro himself, Chihiro and EU drink the baby food packets or whatever,
yeah,
it
Chihiro,
is to keep themselves
like,
fine.
Chihiro did try to murder and kill, like, three women at this point. And he did, like, eat his mother, turn her into an Amazon.
He did eat his mother, but I'm sure if he got his food every day, he would be okay.
It's starting to not work for him. Did you notice that?
Like, he's eating it and it's not really...
Like, when he's eating the food, like, after he gets it all back and everything, he, like, eats it and he's, like, satisfied or whatever, but it shows him eating it again a little bit later, and he does the almost throwing up thing he does eats regular food.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, getting less and less helpful to him.
Yeah.
He's gonna Mamoru.
He's gonna fucking die soon.
Yeah, here's the question. How many people has Mamoru killed and eaten?
Probably a fair amount. At this
and, like,
point.
They talk about how they can't do it or whatever, but that only extends to the point, like, when they have to eat.
Clearly there are people, like, we saw that scene where one of Mamoru's friends, or what if you want to call him, was literally about to eat someone before Jin stopped them, so at least some of them are doing it. I'm sure Mamoru's done it.
It's just, like, there's always that undercurrent, which is, like, a great part of the series or whatever, that they make you feel bad for these characters, but then you realize they're fucking monsters that eat people alive.
Mm. It's just a really good... It's just a good fucking moral quandary. A bunch of people caught in a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that really... The only characters that don't or were the main characters, but now Chihiro's the main character, and he does. He has before.
He's got the taste.
And that's what I talked about when we were watching the first season, is that wouldn't it be really difficult to sympathize with the main character if they were, like, the other Amazons?
Like, actually getting the hunger all the time, yeah.
And, yeah, and now we have that. And it's not so difficult to sympathize with him, considering everyone on Earth wants him dead.
Chihiro isn't as much of a hero as Haruka was. He was never... Like, he doesn't have lofty ideals. He just wants to have sex with this one girl and have everyone leave him alone. He's not like a...
He does protect those people from the Amazon.
He does, but he, like, I'm talking, like, his ideals. Like, his main goal as a character is to get his dick wet.
That's not true.
He's not an idealist.
It's true. And, I mean, it might be that he's genuinely in love with this lady. It's weird if he is, considering she was an emotionless corpse. But...
Yeah, she literally has no personality. You can't fall in love with her. He just thinks she's hot.
Because he doesn't want to eat her, he sees something in her. He's like, that's the thing about him as a character that, like, makes his relationship or lack thereof with EU kind of difficult to get into, to, like, understand. Because he's projecting all of this onto her.
Yeah.
Like, she is completely blank, and he is so in need for intimacy.
Wouldn't that be an ending where she doesn't die but just turns out to be not compatible with him at all emotionally and doesn't like him that much? And
that'd be fucked.
That'd also be a nice ending.
Yeah, but he's, like, projecting all of this. And it really is because he needs intimacy, right? Because he killed his fucking mother, and no one's ever loved him.
He needs to eat so bad.
He's real hungry.
He's hungry for sex.
He's hungry for a poon.
Can't go back to Arby's.
Can't fuck the Arby's sandwiches anymore.
Not again.
It's not doing it for him anymore.
Is that all I have to say about this episode?
Really good episode. Like, really Amazon's episode. Delivers. There's one thing I want to say. What? If they're going to do the sound effect like blood is being splattered, they need to put the digital blood splatter effect in. Because really is weird when they're, like, punching each other and it's just, like, two fucking, like, sacks of mayonnaise slapping constantly.
There's one where I think it's EU kicks a guy and it plays the blood splatter sound when she's just kicking him away. And
yeah.
What was that?
It happens all the time where they're, like, hitting each other and it plays the blood splatter sound and there's no blood splatter.
Yeah. What I do love is the bone-breaking sound effect. I really love it. It's a satisfying crunch that plays all the time.
Liam's a psychopath, everyone.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jesus.
I think Amazon's is done after this, because we've reached the letter Z, finally.
You think so?
When the first episode aired and it was called Amazons with a Z, I thought that was dumb. But now I realize it's because they can get to Z at the end. Yeah, they've gone 26 episodes, A to Z. I think that's the end. It would be really remiss of them to keep going after this.
Double A.
No, god damn it, let it rest.
What if they did another season and they did numbers?
Oh, fuck off. I could see that too. I would rather they end this and do Kamen Rider Doubles or something. That would have been
They're not going to do any of that shit.
I just want another weird thing to replace it. That's all.
It's Amazon's was so out of left field, I would absolutely love to get something else like that.
It doesn't even have to be, like, dark. Just something non-standard.
Yeah.
Have it, like, a Mallrats-style weird thing where there's never any high stakes and everyone's just, like, a lazy layabo and it's sort of a comedy. I could totally get behind that.
Like, Mallrats?
Just like a weird thing that you never expect Ryder to do.
Anyways. Is that all you have to say about Amazon's?
Yes, that's all I have to say about Amazon's.
Let's move on to some emails.
Oh boy, my favorite time of the night.
We had some emails come in before this episode came out. I don't think we got any after.
Okay.
So it's all golf gom, questions. Our first question is from Sato Shi, who says, "Hey Jeff and Liam, Muteki's debut in episode 36 is actually one of the latest debuts for a final form. It's only beaten out by Kuga at episode 48 and Fize at episode 39, and tied with Liner Form, who also debuted in episode 36. No questions this week, but still loving the podcast." I thought that was interesting.
I thought that was interesting because it feels so early, but I guess if you look back, not all of them are super late as Kuga.
I don't know. The shows just kind of, like, move faster these days, it feels like. I don't know.
No, I guess we're just idiots.
Probably. Our next email is from Adam, who says, "Hey Jeff and Josh, since there's no X-Aid this week, I would like to address some things. One, Liam is a dumbass for watching Build Fighters without seeing any Gundam series before, since it is full of callbacks and references."
Well, I wasn't going to watch the entire history of Gundam. I just wanted to see Build Fighters, you shit.
Yeah, he's got you there.
You fuck ass.
Josh has got you there.
Josh.
I like that he titled it, Hey Jeff and Josh.
Yeah. I caught that little tidbit.
That's so good. It made me laugh so fucking hard when I opened this email earlier. Two, Q Ranger is back in space, so if you were on the fence for watching it, I hope I pushed you off. We'll see. Amazon's is ending soon, right?
It is ending soon. Do we want to gun through Q Ranger and start doing that, or do we want to start a different show?
I don't want to do that. I want to start a different show of some sort.
Let's do fucking Jetman or something.
Sorry, Adam. Three, X-Aid isn't ending early, but Build's toys are coming out early, and some translator thought it meant X-Aid was ending early, and he wrote that down, and everyone believed him.
Oh.
But you just wrote that down, and you expect everyone to believe you.
I should get into this.
I don't know who to believe.
I should just start writing things.
Yeah, people believe it. Four, you guys should do a commentary on the compilation movies of the original Gundam. Maybe live on Discord with people on there. That sounds like hell.
I have never seen Gundam movies.
I've seen a few, but none of those. None of the compilation movies from the original series. I didn't see any of that.
Mm.
I think the best way that we'll ever do a live commentary or a live episode or anything will probably be on a stream. Because I could only imagine how unbelievably horrible all of you fuckers would be if you were in a room with us and we were trying to talk over you. I know there would be people just going, "But, what, what?" every time I say something.
yeah, it'd be me.
And he signed it Friend of the Show Adam. Apparently you can just give yourself that title.
Can't just say that. You can't just give yourself the title. It must be bestowed.
Our next email is from Sam.
Napoleon crowned himself Emperor of France, and look what happened to him.
That he was prosperous forever. The end.
Yeah, sure, that's what happened, yeah.
Hey, RCR, it's Sam here. Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Considering this week it's everyone's least favorite toku, golf, taking the spotlight, I thought I'd talk about some non-toku. Have you guys ever read or caught up with Berserk? If you have read it, what do you think of it? Shit's getting pretty exciting for a certain potato, and I reckon the ending is coming up in the next few years.
2 years. In the next few years, so you mean like the next three chapters.
He's gonna die before it ends, you know that, right?
I just started Berserk, actually, just like a few weeks ago.
Did you?
My friend of mine's been talking it up like crazy, so I was like, alright, I'll finally start reading it. So I started reading it, and yeah, it is really good. Very violent. I love it.
It is very, very violent and gross, but it is really good.
I'm on the part where he goes to the other dimension for like 2 seconds and sees Griffith for the first time, and he gets super mad. He gets beat up. I'm not very far in.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm not caught up at all. I haven't read it in a super long time. I think the last time I read it, he wasn't on a boat.
Oh, wait, was he off the boat?
He had not gotten on the boat
yet. Oh, he'd not gotten on yet. I hear the boat was a long, just a long time of not many chapters coming out.
Yes, it was. That's why I stopped reading. guess what? I lied about not asking Toku, fuck you. Are you guys going to watch Blade next? It's such a good series. I enjoyed it all the way through, and it'd be a decent excuse for me to rewatch it. Liam will adore it.
I want to watch Blade, but Jeff just watched Blade, so it'd be kind of weird if we watched through it together.
Not very long ago at all. I mean, it might be a fun exercise that, like, you're seeing it for the first time, and I'm like, I'm the old hat with it, but I don't know. We'll talk about it.
I think it'd be boring for you to watch it this recently.
Yeah, probably.
We'll see.
It's a good show, though.
I'm thinking an older Sentai show. If we do something.
Yeah, maybe. Well, anyway, I'm going to go watch the Spectre V Cinema and hang myself. See you, Space Cowboys. Same.
You're going to kill yourself twice? This is the high-quality comedy you've come to expect.
Our next email is from Nishka. Cool name.
I like it.
Hey, Jeff and Liam. I recently got into Kamen Rider after seeing Shin Godzilla and having my love of toku rekindled.
Shin Godzilla.
Still haven't seen it.
So good.
I started with Ghost since it had just finished airing, and while I didn't think it was great, it wasn't foul enough to turn me off the franchise. Having now watched X-Aid, Amazon's, the original Kamen Rider, and V3, I understand just how shit Ghost really was. Since I have an hour-plus commute to work every day, I tend to fill my drive time with podcasts, but I haven't been able to find a good Kamen Rider podcast until I stumbled on you guys.
I thought for a second you were going to say, I fill my drive time by watching Kamen Rider while I'm driving. I'm like, damn, that's ballsy. Holy shit.
We got some cojones. Or girl. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm over 30, but I found the other podcast to be a bit on the weeby slash oversensitive side and couldn't relate to them, whereas you two are more my kind of people. Lovable assholes.
Great.
You're
Jeff's one of those things.
Oh, I'm very lovable. Your banter is amusing, and I can honestly say that no other podcast I've listened to has recurring trope about a baby eating shit. Inoue is truly a strange man.
He's a misunderstood genius.
Anyway, I've been working my way through Rider chronologically and have now reached Kamen Rider X. All I can say is, what the fuck is Starfish Hitler? Yeah. I know the Japanese don't have the same sensitivities as the West, but Jesus, this thing is simultaneously the most offensive and hilarious kaijin I've ever seen.
Japan is really funny about World War II. They cherry-pick what they remember and what they don't remember. Like, there are, up until recently, a lot of Japanese history textbooks in high school would not mention the massacre of Nanking or any of the horrible, horrible human rights atrocities they committed in China, but they will happily joke about Hitler all day. So
that's the thing
weird.
About Starfish Hitler is the thing about God, the evil organization in X, their monsters are an animal and like some sort of historical monster figure or whatever.
Is that how they do it?
Or like some famous figure. And Starfish Hitler is nowhere even close to like high ranking. Which is hilarious.
That's Hitler's final insult. You have to be a starfish. Do I get to be the leader? No, you die.
You
in one
sure
episode.
Don't.
Sorry.
I loved it, but it also got me thinking: are there other characters in Kamen Rider that would be likely to offend in the West? And has there been anything in Rider or other toku that just shocked you on first appearance? And maybe you sit back and go, "What the fuck am I watching?" Ghost as a whole doesn't count. Thanks, Nishka.
A Rider monster that, who?
Like anything Rider related that made you go, what the fuck? Maybe when Baron's parents hung themselves or whatever, that was a little much.
I think Orin wouldn't fly in the West.
That's
true. To take a gay character and just turn that into a joke probably wouldn't fly over here.
That's probably true.
That'd be all over the place.
I remember seeing some tokusatsu. It wasn't like a very famous one. It wasn't like a Sentai or a Rider or a Metal Hero or anything. It was around the same time as like Sentai had been getting started, and one of the characters was just in blackface all the time. And I thought that probably wouldn't fly in America.
Wait, but if this was when it was getting started, that'd be the 70s, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty late for blackface.
Well, Japan doesn't know. They don't know when to fucking stop that.
Japan's not sure what year it is at any given time.
It's a world away, man. They don't know. I thought that was pretty fucked up, but
yeah,
there's probably a reason why it's not famous.
Yeah, probably.
He had like a white wig, like a big oni wig.
Mm.
So maybe he was supposed to be an oni, but it was straight up like what the fuck? It was straight up like mammy blackface, 100%.
Jesus,
fucked up Japan.
Pretty weird.
Can you think of anything? You thought of Orin, but...
Yeah, that's... Oh, God. I'm trying to think of some older episodes that might not fly, but nothing's coming to mind right off the top of my head.
Oh, well.
I'm gonna say Orin.
There's a lot of, like, weird sexual harassment stuff.
Yeah.
In tokusatsu.
Yeah, that's a joke Japan uses a lot.
Yeah, so maybe not that.
Not so much recently, but older, yeah.
Thanks for writing in.
Thanks.
Our last email,
already to the end,
is from Jake the Snake.
Of course.
Who's Liam, he writes into us all the time. He likes our podcast. Don't be a dick.
I'm not being a dick.
hey guys, I have to admit I'm kind of sad that they went with the too obvious ruse to dupe Masamune. Oh, this is from after the episode. And it definitely would have been hilarious, in my opinion, if Kiria did say, I fucked your mother, like you guys jokingly theorized last time. God, that would have been great. Dan the Man continues to be amazing, taking things in his own hands when the Muteki Gashat didn't work the first time, and losing it because he was too busy gloating in front of Cronus.
I love Dan.
Not the biggest fan of Muteki's design. There you go, Liam.
Thank you.
But I have to admit that that rider kick is pretty dope. Question. You guys mentioned it before, but it does. But if it does end up happening, how do you think that Dan will reclaim the role of final boss villain? And how would it play out, i.e. absorbing Gymdeus somehow after it's beaten? Because Dan is Dan, I can't help but think he still has to be planning something to fuck over everybody. Thanks, and looking forward to the next episode as always, Jake the Snake.
I don't think Dan will allow a happy ending. I agree. Like, if everyone else is like, yeah, let's end the game and save everyone's lives, I don't think Dan is going to be cool with that. But what that's going to result in, I hope he could become the final villain again, but I don't think they're going to do it, unfortunately.
What I imagine is going to happen is whenever they defeat Masamune for real, like, Gymdeus is going to get released, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be like when Orochimaru came back to life in Naruto, if anybody ever read that shit.
I don't even remember that.
Where it seems he, like, comes out of the snake's mouth or whatever, and he's, like, supposed to be dead, but he comes out of Sasuke or whatever, and you're like, oh shit, the real villain of the series is back. And then he gets fucking one-shotted and dies.
He's just a punk. Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's gonna happen with Dan. He's gonna, like, come out like, oh, I'm the new Cronus. I've unlocked Cronus's true power, and now I will control my great masterpiece or whatever, and then Gymdeus will just fucking kill him. Or just slap his shit down, one or the other.
I could see it. I could see it.
I feel like that's absolutely what's gonna happen.
I think there's a chance that he might be killed by Masamune.
You think
so? I feel like, because I feel like they wouldn't, like, they specify, hey, if you die while time's frozen, you're dead forever. I feel like they wouldn't specify that if it wasn't to create some kind of stake for Dan.
I think it was to create stakes for the Bugsters, so that they have a reason to fear him.
I guess. Yeah, so they can't just come back if he kills them. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
I'm a smart boy.
You're a smart boy. You figured it.
That's just how I feel about it. I just think that's definitely what's going to happen. Dan's going to go out like a bitch.
I could see it. I could see it. It'd be weird to prop him up as a villain when he's already been defeated pretty soundly.
Yep. That's more, I don't know, maybe that's more of a Western thing to have, like, a villain come back and become the final villain. I don't really see that happening too much in Japanese stuff.
Yeah, usually when someone's beat, they're beat. And then they become a joke character if they come back at all.
Yeah, or they become the main character's best friend forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anime.
Anime.
You know what? Do you have anything else to say about this?
Nope.
I would like to thank everybody for tuning into our podcast. We appreciate every single listen. Even if you're dumb, we appreciate you listening in.
Even if you like Muteki, I appreciate you being here.
Oh, you fucker.
Ayo.
Even if you're not super handsome like me and you're an ugly bridge troll like Liam,
hey.
I appreciate you listening into our podcast.
I am not a bridge troll.
Okay. If you'd like to have your email read on the air by at least one handsome man, then you can send it in to mclasspodcast.com.
What?
At.
You get your fucking M class out of here. Can we go one episode without mentioning Star Trek in some capacity? Just one. That's all I want.
Maybe one day. You can send in your emails to riderclubradio@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet us at Star Trek.
At Star Trek.
At Star Trek. That's ours, actually.
It's weird that we got that.
It's us now. You can tweet us at Rider Club Radio.
And there are no caps, no spaces, no underlines, none of that shit.
None of that garbage.
Send in your opinion on Muteki. I want to hear about it. Maybe I'm the outlier.
Maybe you're the outlier.
All of our friends like it. Like, Tomas and Max and Tomas Eric and all like it.
Good?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You're the outlier amongst our friends, but
They're not coming back. They're never guesting on this podcast again, I hope you realize.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be better off for it, honestly. But yeah, write in and tell us how you feel about Muteki. I'm really interested in knowing if I'm in the minority or not.
Yeah, I'm curious myself.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
Bye.